Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The solar system we live in is lucky because the inner rocky planets are protected by Jupiter and Saturn, is the theory. From the great bombardment that started the solar system, perhaps, but certainly from the comets that come hurtling out of the depths of the solar system and can make a very bad day in France if one of them hits us, which might have happened once upon a time 66 million years ago. So whatever hit us then and has hit us since then comes from a place called the Kuiper Belt, which is beyond the planet Neptune. Yes, there's Pluto, and Pluto is in an odd orbit to the plane and probably comes from the Kuiper Belt. But right now we're going to explore the Kuiper Belt because there are large mysteries in it. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space, is my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to be welcoming the astronomer, Patrick Sophia Lakufka. He is in Tokyo, where he's a professor in applied sociology at Kindai University near Osaka. But he's published most recently an explanation for the Kuiper Belt's dwarf planets and other objects that are in strange orbits to the plane of the solar system. Think of the planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, the inner planets. We're all in the same plane. And we move around together. That's why it's fun to be an astrologist. However, in the Kuiper Belt, that is not the case. Patrick, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Hotel Mars. We need some definitions first. What is the Kuiper Belt? What does it represent? And what does it mean to be trans-Neptunian? Good evening to you, Patrick.
Good evening to you. Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Okay, my name is Patrick, and concerning the definitions, okay, in the solar system, we have basically the eight planets and two belts of consisting of small objects. One of them is located between Mars and Jupiter, and the other one is located beyond the orbit of Neptune, which we call the Kuiper Belt or Trans-Neptunian Belt. And in that region, we have found many trans-Neptunian objects, or TNOs for short. These are like rocky or icy asteroid-like objects. And some of them, over the course of millions of years, they can become part of some a part of the comets that we can see from the Earth. So it's a very interesting reservoir of objects because they seem to be too far from the Earth, but we have this connection that they are the source of some of the comets we can see from here.
So the trans-Neptunian objects are your concern in the papers that you've published. David, you have a question.
Yes, Patrick, I read in your paper that you also reference trans-Saturn objects. Are they different than trans-Neptunian? Do you pay attention to them as well?
Okay. We call the objects which are within the giant planet's realm. Oh, for sure. The trans-Neptunian objects, they are located basically beyond the Neptune. But some of these objects, they can get inside the solar system, so they can get disturbed by the the four giant planets. So we call these objects the centaurs. So some of them, they can be classified as trans-Saturnian objects, as you mentioned. In the paper, we haven't looked at them, but we know that these objects are like a transient population between trans-Saturnian objects and some of the comets we see from the Earth.
We want to now explain the mystery, if we can't solve the mystery. The mystery is, in the Kuiper Belt, these trans-Neptunian objects evidence different scales of orbits, some at odds with the plane of the solar system. As I understand from your paper, there are at least four different kinds of... For example, there's a population that you originally deal with of detached TNOs with orbits beyond Neptune's gravitational influence, but not locked into Neptune's motion. In other words, they're detached from Neptune. There's a very large population of high orbital inclinations to the solar plane. There's also a subpopulation of extreme TNOs with peculiar orbits. And then there's my favorite, the giga-year orbits in the Kuiper Belt of these TNO objects. All of this looks like something happened. So that is the focus of your paper. Once upon a time, Patrick, I talked to Caltech, two men working on an explanation of what happened in the Kuiper Belt, that we've got all this mixed up objects out there. And they came forward with the theory of Planet Nine. Planet Nine has been a controversy for many years. You're not developing Planet Nine, but something like it. First of all, what is it that you're looking for, or what explanation do you need to solve, and what have you found so far with your models? Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to explain shortly these populations. So basically what we did was to look at the orbital structure of all these trans-Neptunian objects, including the objects that David mentioned before, that I will complement my answer to his question, which are trans-Neptunian objects with orbits that interact strongly with Uranus and Neptune. So I will be back to that question quickly. So what we did was basically we analyzed these orbits in detail, and then we identified different groups of trans-Neptunian objects. One of them is the detached objects. So they are they look like detached from the solar system. So they don't interact strongly with Neptune. So it's difficult to explain these objects only considering the four giant planets. So something must be perturbing them so they can get detached, so to speak. And the second population is, as you mentioned, the high inclined objects. It's a bit surprising because they have inclinations larger than 45 degrees. And this is also difficult to understand if we just consider the current four giant planets, which are the main perturbers in the outer solar system. So again, something must be going on in order to produce a significant population of highly inclined objects. And some of these objects, they interact strongly with Uranus and Neptune, which are the trans-Saturnian objects that they've mentioned before. And indeed, some of these objects, they have even inclinations higher than 90 degrees. So they look like orbiting the sun in the opposite direction compared to the other TNOs. So we think that these objects must have a reservoir, a source reservoir. And this source, probably, as we champion in the paper, is probably located in the Kuiper Belt, collectively in the as high-inclined objects. And the third population there are some very stable, giga-year stable objects located in mean-motion resonance, in resonances with Neptune. So for example, Pluto is currently in the 3-2 resonance with Neptune. So when Neptune completes three orbits, Pluto completes two. So we also found many very stable trans-Neptunian objects in such resonant states, but far beyond Pluto. So these objects are very stable, so they can tell us what kind of orbits or masses any hypothetical planet should have in the more distant Kuiper Belt. So, and the final population are what we call extreme trans-Neptunian objects. Extreme because we believe they have extremely peculiar orbits. I think the most famous object is Sedna, which was discovered a few years, some 10 years ago, or so. And the peculiarity is that Sedna, for example, it's located very far from Neptune. So it's completely almost impossible to explain this such kind of orbit with considering just the four giant planets. So considering all these facts, we in this paper, we investigated the possibility that something or a hypothetical planet is perturbing the distant Kuiper Belt in order to produce these objects with these properties. And concerning the last question about Planet 9, yes, we have a similar goal, which is to explain some oddities in the Kuiper Belt. But one important difference is that while Planet 9 considers a few trans-Neptunian objects with strange alignments, orbital alignments, in our model, we don't consider that. We just consider the populations I described before.
I understand.
Yes, we focus on explaining these populations.
We're speaking with Patrick Sophia Lakofka of Kindai University near Osaka. He's an astronomer, and he's just explained why it is that we need something to explain the oddity of the Kuiper Belt. This is Hotel Mars with David Livingston, and when we come back, what explains it? Visitors from afar, an extragalactic civilization, a broken physics, or a planet or planets we can't find? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.